Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yes, sir. 1202 on the fan. Mick Monagle here with you on this Friday morning. How we feeling? My goodness. I need a breath. After this crazy series, I mean, unbelievable what we just watched with this Detroit Pistons series against the New York Knicks. I mean, unbelievable. 888-808-1019. I got you for the next 5 hours on our five-hour midnight ride all the way to the warm-up show. But honestly, let's just take a second, right? What we just watched was one of, you go back to last year and the 76ers series, what we just watched, what we got to witness at the end of this game. I heard Marco there in the update, the ebbs and flows, the ups and downs, what we got throughout this entire series, you know, where you feel like the series is they're in major trouble after game five. It's going to be over after game one. The ins and outs of every game of this series, and this one was by far the most outrageous, with a lot of stuff that frustrates you, a lot of stuff that drives you crazy, and we'll get to all of it. But ultimately, the New York Knicks take care of business, win game six, win all three games on the road against the Pistons in this series, 116-113, and of course, the superstar. And I talked about his legacy last night. I talked about Jalen Brunson, and we know how good he's been, how great he's been in the postseason. And averaging 30 points in all of these games. He's been great last year's series against the 76ers at times this series. Like, we knew what he was. But you needed to win this series. And I don't want to talk about Boston tonight. We'll get to Boston as we get ready for a game one on Monday. Tonight is about this series, about winning this series, about how they did it, and about Jalen Brunson and the superstar that he is. And that shot that I'm kind of annoyed. I thought I'd be unique on it. I don't know how I thought that. But that short shot and how it reminded me of Jordan against Utah, creating space with the crossover, hitting that shot, that is a moment for Jalen Brunson that lives forever. Like, I know it's the first round, and depending on what happens against the Boston Celtics, the taste in our mouths of what the New York Knicks were this series might feel different. But tonight, right now, that is an incredible shot, an incredible moment, and an incredible game that was all over the freaking place. I mean, they start the game exactly how you want them to start the game. That first quarter is probably the best stretch of actual offense of ball movement, of getting open looks, and getting everyone involved, minus Carl Anthony Towns, and we'll get to him at 888-808-1019. But that first quarter, they came out with the urgency you were looking for. They're taking the crowd out of the game. They're getting good looks. Mikal Bridges is scoring. You're getting threes from OG Anunoby. Like, that was the exact... And then, of course, Brunson also, I mean, off of the worst performance he's had in the playoffs as a New York Knick, he comes in to start the game, and, you know, he's starting to hit, he hits every shot practically. I think he missed two shots in the first quarter, but he starts out on fire. They build this lead, and you feel like, okay, now I'm not saying the Pistons are going anywhere. I never expected a blowout, but I thought maybe this would be the game where they find their comfort level. This will finally be the game. They come out, they'll get their feet underneath them. They get off to a great start, and then immediately they go in. They're up 14 points after one, and they're down at the half. That second quarter was a disaster. I mean, the stagnant offense, the lackluster defense, the inability to rebound. And then, you know, they've been so bad in the third quarter. They come out, everyone's making so much of the layup lines, as Bridges told us, that maybe that was something they need to do. Clearly it worked. They have this incredible third quarter. They dominate the game. They're up 11 going into the fourth quarter. And that's really where I felt, like, I have to admit, I didn't think the Pistons were going away again. But I fully expected the Knicks to find a way to win that basketball game, like, and to win it comfortably. I never thought that they would find a way to be down in that game. And they were atrocious. Carl Anthony Towns couldn't hit a shot. The offense went right back. I mean, you watch, like, let's be totally honest, and we're going to talk about this a lot tonight and a lot moving forward in how the offense, as much as Jalen Brunson is the best closer in the NBA, right? And I talked about that. We all know it. He's incredible at the end of these games. They were literally times. There are literally times in this game in the fourth quarter where Hart or Bridges or Towns or Deuce McBride are just, they get the ball at the top of the key and just wait. Just wait for Brunson to come running by so they can hand the ball off to him, and that's the offense. That was the offense for the entire fourth quarter. And it was difficult to watch. It was frustrating to watch. But you know they're doing it for the exact reason of what we saw. Because the up and down nature gets you to down 7 points off of up 11. They're up 11 going into the fourth quarter. 2.5 minutes left. They are down 7 points in this game. And honestly, I'm thinking about game seven. I think we all are. I'm thinking about game seven, especially Brunson goes in for a layup. He misses it. Then he follows that up with a missed three-pointer. It's a seven-point game with 2.5 minutes left. Carl Anthony Towns is in foul trouble. Hart's in foul trouble. Neither of them have hit a damn shot. I don't trust Bridges in this moment. And all I have is this offense that's hand the ball off to Bridges and hope he can create Brunson, and hope he can create a shot. I had zero confidence in this game, down 7 points and 2.5 minutes left. And here he showed up, the hero, the guy we all look to, the superstar, the man who almost single-handedly, along with Leon Rose, and you got to give the coach credit, although I'm not thrilled with him at the moment, with Tibbs and Rose and Brunson, they have turned this team around to a team that has now got to the second round of the NBA playoffs three consecutive years. And when the game is on the line, no matter how ugly the offense is, no matter how limited the ball movement, no matter how much dribbling, no matter how many turnovers, no matter how many, you know, offensive rebounds given up, you know, if the game is anywhere in the balance, the New York Knicks have the hero. They have Captain Crunch, as Breen likes to call him. They have Captain Clutch. They have the best closer in the game, Brunson, who comes through with the floater in the end one. The incredible play under the basket. That's going to get lost because the two biggest plays, obviously, outside of the game-winning shot, right, is the end one where they challenge the foul on Schroeder, but it ends up being a foul, and then the tip in from Bridges, who by far had the best tonight. This was the game where Bridges became a Knick. This is by far his best game. He scored a bunch of points in the fourth quarter the other night. I never felt he was making the impact I saw him making in this game. He hit big shots. He had big defensive possessions. He's got the, you know, he's got the breakaway dunk and slams it home. How many times have we seen him, Hart, Brunson, Cat go to the basket and get blocked throughout this entire series? How many times? We saw it later in this game. You know, Hart goes for a dunk and gets it blocked. They were constantly getting blocked at the rim, and for Bridges in that moment to put it up left-handed like that, I mean, you could tell he showed up for the moment. He hasn't a lot of this season. He's been much maligned. We've all been talking about how we long for the, you know.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We long for DiVincenzo. We long for Randall. We don't trust Carl Anthony Towns, and God knows we can't trust Bridges. Tonight, he showed up, hit big shots, and gets the biggest play of this game. The biggest play of this game is not the final shot. They're tied. Brunson misses that shot. There's a good chance they're going into overtime. I don't know what happens. I think the Knicks are the more talented team. They have a very good chance to win in overtime. The biggest play of this game is the putback by Mikal Bridges after the missed shot from Brunson. That is the biggest play of this game. But Brunson has the end one. He has that. He recognizes that they're overplaying him to the right, and he tries to spin baseline to get back under the basket, and he almost loses his footing, and he finds it and somehow miraculously gets a reverse layup in that moment. From that moment on, they end this game. Think of the runs that we just experienced in this basketball. Think of the ups and downs and the up by 14, down by 2, up by 11, down by 7. The Knicks end the game on an 11-1 run after scoring 9 points in the entire fourth quarter up until that moment. They ended on an 11-0 run. Even Carl Anthony Towns, who we're all going to be pissed at, and we're going to do more on Carl Anthony Towns as we get through the show, but even Carl Anthony Towns had a moment where he got a steal, got to the basket, and I'll give you two distinct plays. Two distinct plays that really, and I've defended Karl-Anthony Towns, And I think in this game, again, in the fourth quarter, it's we're going to scream about him being invisible. I have less of an issue with him being invisible. Most, when I'm watching the game and the offense is literally let Brunson work, everyone in the fourth quarter is invisible. Now, where was he the entire game? I don't know. And I'm certainly not defending him. But in the fourth quarter, if you're expecting anybody else but Brunson to not be invisible, watch the offense. Like, yeah, Bridges had the tip in. Like, other than that, the entire offense is invisible. It's 1 vs. 5 out there. I'm surprised they even guard anybody else. But two distinct plays, and we'll get into it as we get later in the show, about Karl-Anthony Towns that really make me question his toughness and question whether or not he's soft. Because I've been hesitant to do so, and I think he has shown up in big times in this series. I could argue he won them one of the four games in this series. But where is he? Where is anybody, really, offensively, other than Brunson down the stretch? But that's all you need when you have the best closer in the NBA. And so many key plays, so many moments. And I'll tell you this, I don't want to focus on the Boston series because I want to enjoy this. This is worth enjoyment because we just watched one hell of an NBA playoff series. I think you could argue the last 2 years, the Knicks have played the best two series in the NBA. That last year's Philadelphia series was intense. This Pistons team, like, let's be fair. Are they the most talented? No. Is Cunningham their superstar, who's a budding superstar in the NBA, who actually had some good games? Tonight wasn't one of them. Are they less talented than the Knicks? Yes. Should the series have been easier? Probably. Were they down and missing some key guys due to injury? Absolutely. But you watch the games. How tough are the Pistons right now? Like, I honestly think, moving forward, that, yes, it should have been easier. Yes, I have major concerns about this coach, about how the offense is handled in the fourth quarter, about the lack of ability to hang on to leads. I mean, it's amazing they can come back from deficits, but I'd like to feel like an 11-point lead in the fourth quarter is somewhat safe and not an 18-point turnaround before 2.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. So I have major concerns, but I actually feel like they're pretty damn well battle-tested. I think this Pistons team is going to end up hopefully being a positive. I wish they would have finished it off in five. I wish we would have felt better about this offense at times and the other superstar in this team, and Karl-Anthony Towns. And there's a lot of questions, and they're the defending champs, and they're probably the best team in basketball yet again this year. But before we go there, let's just take a second to recognize this Knicks team that was in the abyss for 2 decades has now given us 3 straight years of winning in the first round and a superstar, the likes of which we haven't seen at least since Patrick Ewing, and he's getting close. He's getting close to surpassing him. Now, Patrick was great. That team had more success than even this team. Eastern Conference Finals were much more prevalent during that time. NBA Finals were reached. They had more success. They were an overall better team than this team right now. But Brunson, as much as Patrick carried them at times, Brunson is putting this team on his back, sometimes at its detriment. Sometimes at the stagnation of the offense, but he's so damn good and he's so damn clutch that I don't know how, like, I think this is the plan on how to handle the end of the game, because why would you want anyone else taking the shots when this is who he is? And quite honestly, you want to talk about a lot of the stuff at the beginning of the season was Cunningham, beginning of the series. Cunningham might be the better player. Cunningham had the better year because of the injury Brunson had with his ankle for pretty much the last month and a half of the season. Cunningham's the young budding superstar. Cunningham had a chance. Now, I know he passed it to an open Beasley and the ball went through his fingers. Cunningham had a chance to take that shot. Cunningham had an opportunity at the top of the key to put his team on his back, and he chose to pass it. We know who's putting up that shot for the New York Knicks. We know who's taking that shot for this team. And right now, we know it's going in. That game was intense. That game was all over the place. This series was all over the place. It was, now that they've won it, you can look back and say it was a lot of fun. But man, oh man, was that a pressure cooker? Was that the pacing around my house was at top level during the crazy ebbs and flows of this game, and we'll break it all down as we get into the early morning on our five-hour midnight ride. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. We'll get to Karl Anthony Towns. We'll get to Mikal Bridges. We'll get to the individual plays in this game that led to the 116-113 victory and the 4-2 series victory in six as the Knicks end the game on 11-2 run. Brunson hits the big shot to win the game. They take all three games on the road for the first time, the second time rather, in NBA history. And we get set for a second round series against the hated defending champion Boston Celtics on Monday. But right now, it is about Brunson, the superstar. The legacy I talked about last night further cemented with one of the great shots in Knicks history and one of the great moments, because make no mistake about it, I don't know about you, if they lose this game, if Brunson doesn't play hero down 7 with 2.5 minutes left and they're heading back for a game 7 Saturday, I'd be terrified. I'd be absolutely terrified. Instead, we don't have to worry about that and we move on.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.